Hallelujah.
Blog Thank Talk you. Radio.
When we remember the name of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6, it says, Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. See? In all thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct the path. I want us to take particular note of verse 5. See, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. A lot of people don't trust God at all. From the way they live their life, you can see that they don't trust God. Tonight, you are going to start trusting God. Everyone is going to start trusting God. Hallelujah. Abraham believed God, and it was counted for him as righteousness. Romans chapter 4. Abraham so believed God, so trust God, that it was counted for him for righteousness. Oh, praise God. We got a bit of Barry Davis coming in. Bless you, man.
Amen.
How you doing?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just fine, thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you, man.
God
yeah,
bless
so,
you.
Yeah. How was it today? Everything is all right?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. I'm just taking a few minutes, a couple of minutes, and then you guys are going to come in. I tell you, God is doing great things tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yes, he is. Amen.
Yeah. We apologize for last Sunday. We were not on air last Sunday. That I was doing some other things for the Lord. Come here. That was why we weren't on air last Sunday and night. But tonight, we don't have this facility, so we're able to come on. We're talking about trusting God always. We just read Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 5 to 6. And trust in the Lord with all thy heart, not part of your heart, all thy heart. And then
Amen.
We talked about Abraham trusted God and it was counted for him for righteousness. I don't realize it. Little things please God. Little things please God. God is not so difficult to please. Just okay, David, it was praise and worship. Praise and worship. He pleased God with just praise and worship. And God said, you are the next king of Israel. You know, for Abraham, it was just faith. See, Abraham never staggered at the promises of God. Romans 4, he said he believed God. Abraham believed God, and it was counted for him as righteousness. Just that.
Amen.
Very easy to please God. Very little things can please God so much. See? Just trust in him. Just have faith. He did not say, have faith in God. You know, have confidence.
Yes.
And I shared with you the other day, I said, if you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, you will notice that this following words appear so many times. You'll be coming across this type of word. Have faith in God. Trust in God. Believe in God. You know, depend on God. You know, hope in God. Those statements appear so many times in different parts of the Bible. You know, believe in him. Trust in him. Hope in him. Depend on him. Rely on God. You know, he keeps occurring again and again and again. I said, what? Why is it like that? I tell you, it is true and it is real. I don't know who else you want to trust. I don't know who else you want to trust because every other thing has failed. You know, sometimes people come to a point in life, they no one, nothing to trust anymore. In fact, the other day we were in the hospital, we went to pray for somebody in the hospital, and the person was telling us that the doctors have said that there is no hope, that they don't have the answer to this disease. And so they are just going to give medication And we don't know. And nobody was sure of anything. See, even right there in the hospital, you are being told that they don't have the answer. They don't even have the answer. And I look around the world, the economy and the political world and the financial world, the banking institution is shaking right now. You know, the banking and financing institutions, there's so much shaking uncertainty. You know, you don't even know whom to trust. You don't know whom to believe in. You know, so where do you go from there? So we're talking about trusting God in all things, have confidence and hope and depend on God for your daily living, for your salvation, for your healing, for your deliverance, for your blessing, for your provision, for prosperity, for abundance, for grace, for protection. You need to trust God every minute, every hour of the day.
Yes.
Because when you trust God, with Him, all things are possible.
All things.
And if you look at Psalm 118, verse 8 and 9. Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9. It says, it is better to trust God than to have confidence in princes. Psalm 118, Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9. Verses 8 and 9. It says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. See it again? It's occurring again. Psalm 118, verses 8 to 9, it says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Then in verse 9, it says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. It's happening again. It's better to trust in God. Then if you look at the dollar, if you look at the dollar bill, the dollar note, in the dollar, on the dollar, they wrote, in God we trust.
Yeah. And
even in the dollar note, they wrote on it, in God we trust. I tell you, the people who wrote that thing, they are not joking. They meant what they were writing. In God we trust. This is the dollar that is supposed to solve all your problems, not so? This is the dollar that is supposed to solve all your problems, not so? But the time you sleep and you say, in God we trust. So we don't even trust money to save us. That's what it means. We don't even trust money to save us. Money is not going to save our soul. It's not going to save you. It's not going to. There's an expense money can go. You get to some point. The money is there, and the problems are not just solved. You know. So where do you go from there? The money is all over the place. But the problem is not solved yet. How do you reconcile that? You know, so people who wrote the dollar, on the dollar, you see they wrote, in God we trust. What do you mean? So trust God, please. Don't trust money. Trust God. That's what it means. And if you read the history of the beginning of the United States of America was founded on biblical principles, founded on the Bible, founded on God's truth. So the people who wrote those things were born again Christians several hundred years ago. You know, and they knew what they were writing. And of course, that's what the Bible said. The Bible didn't say trust something else. You need to trust God all the time. You know, we need to trust God all the time. Not to put our trust in anything else. See, in the book of Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, even made me, scared me more. Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 to 6. Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 to 6. He says, cursed is everyone who puts his trust in man. When I read that picture, fear gripped me. Eh? Cursed. That means if you ever go and put your trust somewhere else, other than the Almighty God, the Bible says you are already carrying a curse. Jeremiah 17, verses 5 and 6. He says, first fear the Lord. First be the man that trusts in man. Look at this, bro. This is Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. It says, first fear the Lord. Cursed be the man that trusts in another man, and maketh flesh his heart, and who hath departed from the Lord. For it shall be like the heat in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the past places in the wilderness. In his thoughts, and not okay, now that's verse 7, I say, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Look at verse 7. Jeremiah chapter 17. Now look at verse 7. It says, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Which means God is offended when you don't trust him. That is what it means.
Yeah.
That is what it means, because for God to put a curse on somebody who did not trust him, you didn't trust God, then God now said, you are cursed because you did not trust me, God. You did not trust God. So you are carrying a curse away. And then I said, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. I tell you, this is very serious. What we are talking now is very, very serious. And we are going to end up tonight, we are going to end up praying and confessing our sins. We're going to confess things of, you know, trusting ourselves and trusting somebody else and trusting somebody else and trusting God. You need to repent of that first. This is very serious.
Amen.
For somebody to carry a cross because he did not trust God. You know, there is not missing the word of God right there, Jeremiah 17, verse 5 to 7. So when you don't trust God, you have already offended God.
Yeah.
God doesn't want you to trust anything else. You say, I'm a jealous God. I created you. I made you. You should trust me. You should look unto me. You should believe in me. You should hope for me. That's what it means. But many times, we don't confide in him, and it doesn't please him at all. Quickly, I want us to pray 1 minute. And ask God to forgive us for not trusting in him, because this is very serious. This is very serious. You see, Jeremiah 17, you see, anybody who does not trust God is already carrying a curse. I'm so scared. Then the one who is a blessed is the one who trusts in God. This is Jeremiah 17. He said, blessed is the one who trusts in God. I need to repent myself. I need to repent. Because sometimes we do all these things. You know, and we don't know that we have done things like that. You know, in the next few minutes, I want us to pray. And those of you on Facebook, Twitter, link, those on TikTok, please join us in this prayer. Those online, and those on the radio, and those on the Please join us in this prayer. We have over 439 people joining us in this broadcast from different places. Please join us in this prayer. We want to pray, God, we are sorry. We are sorry that we have ever placed our trust somewhere else and not you. We have deceived ourselves by not trusting you for everything. We have looked unto people. We have looked unto something else other than you. Lord, have mercy. Please, I want us to pray this prayer. Everybody, please, let's pray this prayer. Yes, in the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus, O Lord God of my Father.
Yes, let's have God for forgiveness. God
forgive
us.
Lord God of heaven, for not trusting
in
God, not trusting in man. Say go to them that trust in the Son of Man. Forgive me for trusting in the Son of Man, Lord God Almighty. In Jesus' name, Lord, let me put my full trust in you, God Almighty, in the name of God. Lord God of heaven, forgive me for trusting in
you,
and Lord God, in the name of John, Jesus is the one I trust. I shall not put my trust in a man, but go to them that trust in the Son of Man. Lord God of heaven, I will not trust the Son of Man, in the name of John. I will only put my trust in you, Lord God Almighty, and my family, and my children, and their family. Lord God, we always put our trust in you, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Let me trust you the more. Lord God of heaven, in the name of John, my children, let me have continuous trust in you, Lord God of heaven. Do not let me put my trust in you. May I mind, I don't want any cause upon
thank
my
you.
Head by trusting man.
Thank
oh, Lord,
you.
The whole consists of trusting man. I bring that cause, I reverse that cause, I cancel it in Jesus' name.
Yes.
I will only trust God Almighty in Jesus'
amen.
Name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God in the highest.
Mm.
Of earth, amen. Yes, we want to have Lady Evangelist Alainka Lawal, Honorable Woman of God, to share with us what God has laid in her heart for us today. Let's welcome the Woman of God. Yes.
Today is the new month, the
yes.
second day of the month. So,
yes.
all glory. Honor, majesty belongs unto God Almighty. So, the topic for today is praise. Praise.
Yes.
Continual praising of the Lord God Almighty.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
I sang 43:7, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created them to glorify me. We are created
yes.
to praise and glorify the Lord God Almighty day by day. In 1 Corinthians 10:31, our life should be a song of praise to the glory of God. Whatever, therefore, we do, whether we eat or drink, or soever we do it unto the glory of God Almighty.
Amen.
Praise was the purpose for which he created us. So we ought to voluntarily praise God daily. This is a new month. We spent a whole month praying, but we have to use the first day of the new month to glorify
yes.
and praise God. What does praise mean? Praise means to honor, to worship, to glorify, to bestow approval upon. Praise is commendation.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to stretch our hands and praise God Almighty. Praise is obligatory. It's compulsory. Angels, they praise God. Psalm 103, verse 20. Saints, we must sing to the Lord. Psalm 34. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 149:5-6. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. As we have on our beds, we praise God on our bed. National praise. Psalm 117:1. All praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. All the nations, they have crossed from one month to the other, from June to July. We all must praise God. Even
yes.
Children and children must praise God. Matthew 21:16. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, that has perfected praise. Why do we praise God? The reason for praising God. We praise God for his majesty. They shall, Isaiah 24:14, they shall lift up their voice. They shall sing for the majesty of the Lord. Psalm 138:5 says, sing in the way of the Lord.
Yes.
For great is the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is great. That's why we should praise him.
Amen.
We praise him because of God's excellency. Psalm 148:13. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. You have to praise God because of God's greatness. Psalm 145:3. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness
yes.
is unsearchable. We praise God for his holiness, Exodus 15:11, who is like unto thee, O Lord, who is like thee, glorious in holiness and fearful in praising, doing wonders. Because he's doing wonders in our life, we have to praise him. We have to praise God for God's wisdom. Daniel 2:20, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. We praise God for his power. Psalm 21:13, be thou exalted, Lord, in thy own strength. So we will sing and praise thy power. We praise God for his goodness.
Yes.
Psalm 107:8, 15, 21, 34, repeated 4 times. Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness.
Yes.
For a whole month, all of us, we have seen the goodness of the Lord. Repeated praise. Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his mercy for to the children of men. We praise God for his mercy upon us, for his mercy endure forever on our life. 2 Chronicles 20:21. In this new month, because of God's loving kindness and truth, we should praise him. We should exalt God Almighty and praise his name, because
yes.
he has done wonderful
things. Amen.
His counsel of all are faithfulness and truth. God is faithful. We praise God for our salvation. Luke 1:68-69. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. So, because of God's wonderful work, he has done so many because of our spiritual health, our physical health. For all our physical and material things, we have to praise him for protecting us. He deserves praise. For keeping his promises, he deserves praise. For being our true counselor, he deserves praise. For his consolation, for consoling us, we have to praise him. We praise him for his mighty heart. How to praise the Lord? We must praise the Lord with understanding. Sing praises to him with understanding, with our soul. We praise the Lord with our soul. Psalm 103:1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. We praise the Lord with our whole heart. Psalm 9:1. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. We praise the Lord with our lips. Psalm 63:3. My lips shall praise thee. We praise the Lord with our mouth. Psalm 51:15. My mouth shall show forth thy praise. We praise the Lord with joy. Psalm 63:5. My mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. with gladness. We praise the Lord with gladness. Second Chronicles 29:30, and the same praise with gladness. So we Psalm 147:7, sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. We have to give thanks and sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. We must praise the Lord continually. Psalm 71:6. Lifetime praise to the end of our life. Psalm 104:33. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. We praise the Lord more and more. Psalm 71:14. But I will hope continually and will yet praise you more and more. The longer we live, more and more praiseworthy things come unto us. We must praise God day by day, daily praises. The Levites,
amen.
Praise the Lord, the Levites and the priests, praise the Lord day by day, singing with loud instruments unto the Lord. You should praise the Lord in sickness, in adversity, in health, in prosperity. You should praise the Lord for anything and everything. That's Philippians 4:6. The true Christian is one who can trust and praise the Lord even through blinding tears. It is enough to know that God plans and does all things well for us. So that's Romans 8:28. We must praise him for that. Now we've realized that we've not praised the Lord enough. Pray that God will teach us to praise him much more in the future, beginning today. Let us open our lips and cause us to praise the God more and more. Praise his precious privilege of every born-again believer in Jesus Christ. Every day must sing a great deal. The way to praise God more is by singing a great deal. We just continue to sing and sing and sing and sing. This is one good way to praise the Lord, by singing. If people praise us for our accomplishments, let us pass the praise unto God Almighty. It is easy to praise the one who is truly worthy of praise, and we know Jesus Christ is worthy of praise. That's Revelation 5:9. It is easier for God to get money or service from us than praise from his children. Praise is an attitude of the heart. Whatsoever we do, let us do it for the glory. Let us praise God more and more, starting from today. May God bless his word in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah, because of this, we are going to praise God right here, immediately. You know, so somebody told me, say, he went to a praise and worship conference. When they got there, instead of praising and worshiping God, they were preaching and teaching about praise and worship throughout. I remember we went to a prayer conference. When they got to the prayer conference, they were preaching and teaching about prayer all throughout. They did not pray at all. Oh, God have mercy. That's not fair. You know, so we're going to praise God with one or two songs right now, in appreciation of what we have just had. Praising thy Lord,
always. Praising the Lord, always. Praising the Lord, with all our hearts. Praising the Lord, with all our hearts, always.
Praising the Lord.
God always, praising the Lord, always, praising the Lord, with all our hearts, praising the Lord with all our hearts.
Hallelujah.
Our Lord is good. Hallelujah. Our Lord is good. Hallelujah. Our Lord is good.
Hallelujah.
Our Lord is good. Hallelujah. Our Lord is good. Hallelujah. Our Lord is good.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, so we're going to listen to Honorable Bishop Larry Davis to share with us what God has got for us today. Tell us what God has for us today. You are welcome.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Praise and honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Today the Lord has laid on my heart to share with his sons and daughters walking in the wisdom of God. Walking in the wisdom of God.
Yes.
Let's go to James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all, finding without fault, and it will be given to you. Amen?
Amen.
So what is wisdom? What is wisdom? Well, the Webster's definition of wisdom and defines it as knowledge and the capacity to make due uses of it. We need to remember that Solomon asked for not just knowledge, but remember he asked for the insight on how to apply the knowledge what? Effectively. And God granted him his riches, wealth, and honor. We have to remember that we need to be growing and walking in what? The wisdom of God. Let us look primarily at how do we actually walk in the wisdom of God. He gives it to us generously. All we need to do is do what? Ask him. Let's go to Proverbs 4:6-7. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch what? Over you. We can also visit Proverbs 2:6. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and what? Understanding.
Yes.
We need to be able to utilize God's word in wisdom.
Yes.
We've got to make sure that when we're using and walking in God's wisdom, that we're utilizing it through ways and learning how to love, being creative, sharing God's love, sharing God's word, understanding and aligning with the perspective of God's word. See, we need to be able to understand this thing and understand what the wisdom of God's word actually means. That's living and walking as God has ordered our steps. Amen?
Amen.
We have that wisdom of God's word through the Bible. You can find so many, as I just shared with you moments ago, three of the scriptures, but there's a lot of scriptures in God's word that talk to us about the wisdom, earthly wisdom, intellectual wisdom. It talks to us about knowing and understanding, having the revelation knowledge of God's word. Now, we can't have the wisdom of God's word if we're not studying it, if we're not living it, if we're not listening to God as he speaks to us. Amen? we need to understand that in Ephesians 4:23-24, it says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. See, we got to understand what this means. We've got to be able to walk in the wisdom of God's word. That has to do primarily with walking in endurance.
Yes.
Being endured in God's word. James 5:7-11. Let us go there. James 5:7-11. And when we digest and read God's word in the book of James, we need to be able to understand exactly what that's saying to us. James 5:7-11, and it reads, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and have long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not. Listen to this. Grudge not one against another. Brethren, lest ye be condemned, behold, the judge standeth before the door. 10. Take my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for example of suffering affliction and of patience. And 11, behold, we count them happy which endures. We have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and, what, tender mercy. We must keep that in our mindset. We must know that we must what? We must endure. We got to have the patience. In utilizing the wisdom of God, take that wisdom and walk and live with it. Allow God to guide you and order your steps. In 2 Corinthians 4:16-18, we do not want to lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. See, we got to have patience to allow ourselves, our inner self, to be what? Renewed day by day. We let's go then to 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. And it reads for us. As we go there.
Yeah.
I just lost my script. Okay, 2 Corinthians 4:16-18, and it reads, follow me, please. For which cause ye faint? Not but through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is what renewed day by day. 17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. And 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but what? But at the things which are not seen. For the things which are not seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. God's word is telling us that we must endure. We must endure. Do not be discouraged, because your inner man is being renewed day by day. Hang on. Have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. In Colossians 1:10-12, walk in a manner that's worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might for all. We want to be encouraged today, saints. We want to be encouraged today that you must keep the faith. You must walk in patience and endure, for you are being renewed every single day. Have hope. Cast your cares upon the Lord.
Yes.
We need to understand that faith is the substance of things hoped for, and as Scripture just gave us, it's the things that what? Are not seen. We need to understand what God's word is telling us. Let's hang on. Continue that faith walk. Fight a good what? Fight. As we rely on the word, we live by the word, and we walk by the word, we want to, of course, know and realize that in 2 Timothy 2:11, it reminds us of life, even in the face of death. It calls us to persevere. We've got to be able to persevere through power and faithfulness. We've got to make sure that as we're walking God's word, that we're walking his word according to knowing that what? We're being renewed day by day, and we are walking in his word. We are doing as his word commands us to do. Amen?
Amen.
The word of God, of course, brings us to knowing that even when we met Jesus at the cross, it was there for our salvation from the past, but it's also used for the salvation for the present. When Jesus empowers us to live in successful Christian lives, even as we are being renewed, just continually walk in faith. We need to also understand that as we are walking in faith, that we are building, we are walking in the what? In the word of God.
Yes.
Apostle Paul tells us that we need to grow from the milk to the meat. In Hebrews 6:1-2, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, but of faith towards God. And of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment, Paul lets us know in no uncertain terms that he and we must understand that having imparted into our what? Our spiritual eternal life, God wants us to grow, and whereby the words of God will be manifested in our lives. That's why we've got to endure. That's why we got to understand that we are being renewed day by day. We want to understand that Christ himself, he walked this earth realm, and he walked this earth realm as an example setter for us. We must endeavor God's word. We must what? Live his word passionately in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let us know that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know that what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the sake, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe. We need to understand that as Paul is talking to the churches in Ephesians 1:16-23, he is telling us that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto each of us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen.
Amen.
So we want to walk worthy of the calling. We want to walk knowing that no matter what it looks like, that we are being renewed on the inside as long as we're walking worthy of God's calling. Yeah. We need to also understand that the failure to grow is you nursing on the milk of God's word. You're not allowing yourself to grow in the wisdom of his word. That's having faith. That's being able to communicate with your father, reading his word, walking his word, sharing his word without anger, without emotion, being a part of holding jealousies or enviousness. We have to let that go in order for us to what? Grow in the wisdom of God so that our prayers may be heard. We can communicate with our Father God. Walking in the wisdom of God. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
So we thank the Lord in the name of Jesus for how he has already prepared for us our walk here in this earth realm. He's prepared for us to walk that he knows each of us can in what? Endure. We can endure that walk. We can endure it by having patience, keeping faith, and walking worthy of what? Of your calling. So as we come together in prayer, we want to pray that these things that we know that builds the wisdom of God is in what? Our passionate mindset.
Yes.
It is in our walk. It is in the way that we live. It's in the communication. It's in serving the Lord. Those are ways that we can grow from the milk of God's word into the meat of his word. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we thank the Lord God. We must walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might for all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord
Praise
God.
The Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Enduring in God's word. Is worthy of your calling.
Yes. Yeah, we thank God for that. As God, we have it. Our honorable Father in the Lord, Bishop Okono Akwaho, joined us. And it's not by mistake. It's very divine. We still have a whole 1 hour, because Saturday, Sunday is usually 2 hours broadcast, just that we cut it to 1 hour. We still have a whole 1 hour left. So we're going to hear from the man of God. I tell you, God is living in my city, and we're going to tap from the grace that God has put on him. The knowledge and wisdom that Barry David just spoke about, you know, the rest of the era. We don't know how. Yeah, what God has laid in his heart to share with us, whatever God laid in his heart to share with us tonight. We're going to receive that. We welcome Honorable Bishop Okono Akwaho to share with us what God has for us tonight.
I could hear my beloved sister Bishop Valerie Davis.
Amen.
And I thank God for the woman of God, and I thank God for Archbishop, my dear friend, brother, and associate in this work, Bishop.
Amen.
Archbishop Ezekiel, a man that God is using very wonderfully, and has a heart for God's people and for the Lord. So, Archbishop, thank you very much. I actually I'm not able to be joining every Sunday. I wish I could, and I would try to do better and better. But and I thank God for the opportunity. I will just use a few minutes to share, because when I dialed in, I was not actually looking forward to preach, but to be ministered to. And already within the few minutes that I heard my sister talking and praying, the Lord ministered to me. I want you to look at the book of Ephesians, chapter 5.
Amen.
Chapter 5. We'll look at verse 1. It says, imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, pleasing aroma to God. And God's people, when the apostle wrote this, Apostle Paul, even though the Apostle Paul in person was not one of the early disciples of Christ, he was not even among the apostles at that time, did not see Jesus at that particular moment, when people like Peter, John, Andrew, and others were called and were met the initial apostles. And this man, after Jesus had been crucified, buried, and resurrected, ascended to heaven, and the church was born, was eventually conscripted by God. I call it conscripted. He was a number one opposer of the people of God and the Christians. And he did that with all amount of sincerity of mind, thinking that being in Judaism, where he was a great scholar, a lawyer, and one of the foremost well-drained and taught in the laws of the land, and also in the religious persuasion of the day, thought he was doing everything right, and so persecuted the Christians. And we know the story on the way to Damascus in Acts 9, got arrested, conscripted, eventually, by the greatest, the mightiest, the Adonai, and the El, the strongest one. And he had no other reason but to yield. He's the same apostle that says here, imitate God. How can we live in this body with flesh and blood and be imitators of God? The word imitate, I did not check it in Greek, but using my understanding of what imitate means, and I'm sure all of us as literate people know what imitate means. It means act like, do like God, which therefore means that in this day and time, we who believe in our God, the living God, can absolutely be imitators of God. I've heard people often say that After all, we live in the flesh. We are the flesh. We are ordinary human beings. We cannot do it. But when we get back to look at the scriptures, the scriptures makes it very clear that those of us that have been redeemed and transformed, that we don't just live by the power of the flesh. In fact, when we switch over, I'll come back to the scripture that we read, but to support what I'm talking about now, if we go to Galatians chapter 5, the same apostle says in verse 16, I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives.
Yeah.
You won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are opposite what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other. So you are not free to carry out your good intentions. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under obligation. Being guided by the Spirit here, I think in some translations also indicates that it's not only being guided, but walking and living in the Spirit, under the Spirit guidance, under the Spirit power. In verse 22, it says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. All those, as we read on, are the virtues of God.
Yeah.
And when we do that, to live and walk by the Spirit, it becomes very easy to be imitators of God, like father, like son, and like mother, like a children. So we can live a life that pleases God. The other way that I look at the being able to live and imitate God is by living through the Word of God, or living by the Word of God.
Yes.
But a very good picture of that is, the Bible says all scriptures are given by the inspiration of God. Purpose is to equip, to correct, to build up in the most excellent faith. So by the power of the Word, and by allowing the Word to dwell in us richly and to build us up, we can grow in stature. And as we grow in stature, we can therefore start to imitate our Maker. And a very good picture of that, I often tell people, like I tell myself every day, is looking at the life of Jesus. In fact, verse 2 there says, live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. How can we know the example of Christ? Is by the Word. And there's no better way of knowing how Jesus lived than through the Word. I tell myself and I tell people, go back and take time and study Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, those synoptic gospels, and the Holy Spirit did not touch the writers to just put those things there just for historical reasons only. It was to paint a picture of the life that we could live. We can go in there and draw a good picture and draw strength from it and emulate Jesus. He lived, had this body like I have, and was born out of the womb of a woman like each one of us, but never partook of sin, because he did not have Adamic nature. We know how Jesus came into the world. But like the writer of the book of Hebrews says, he was tempted like we are tempted. He was touched by the very things that touch us, the infirmity. It means Jesus went through everything that we human beings go through. He was persecuted. He was tempted. He was tested. He was hungry. Sometimes he was tired, like we get tired. But in all that, his life was such an impeccable life, was such a life filled with the virtues of God. It was such a life filled with the decency, the dignity, the glory, the perfection of God. Like he says, be ye perfect like my Father in heaven is perfect. And guess what? While he was on earth, he lived his life by the Spirit power. In Luke chapter 4, we find that very clear. Everything that Jesus did and lived for was by the Spirit power. It is the same Spirit that he has committed to us, that he has put into every person that has believed. Yeah. When I came to understand that God's people, it really changed my way of thinking and my way of looking at the Christian life. Yes, we all have challenges, but many of God's people think that it is such a difficult and hard thing to live a Christian life. Yes, when we live by our efforts, it's going to be hard. Like what we read in the book of Galatians there, there's still going to be battle. There's still going to be conflict. There's still going to be contention as long as we are living in this part of the world. But guess what? But the Holy Spirit of God that God has put in every believer is able to help us live and emulate and carry out the purpose of God and fulfill the mandate of God and actually imitate the Lord. It is possible. And so I would like to end there so that it's a way to encourage us, no matter what is happening outside, in the outside world, no matter how they distort this scripture, no matter how they make fun of God's people, no matter how distortion is being done regarding our faith and the word of God and even our God, the truth is that the people that can still live and demonstrate the values and the virtues of our God, and there's no better way of doing that than to start to desire to emulate and imitate and live by the word of God. There's a book called The Imitation of Christ. I don't have it here, but in my early days in the Christian faith, we heard about that book, and some of us reached out to it. And that really helped. And so I would encourage God's people to be strengthened and know that we are able, while we are in this life, to live a life that is godly. So thank you. God bless.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Now,
yeah,
I tell you what I'm blessed on today. There's something God is laying in my heart. I don't know if people like it, but I think it's good. I want the various speakers to mention, like, their ministry and the days and times of meeting, because the audience we have, some of them are inquisitive. They want to know, and then they want to be able to connect with some of you. They want to be able to call or email you or something and contact you or something like that, because I'm following what the Christian radio and TV stations are doing, the CBN and the Christian Broadcasting Network, the same thing they are doing. They allow the guest speakers to mention their ministries and days and times, etc., and maybe phone numbers, email or website or things like that. Because the audience you are dealing with, they might want to contact you, and we don't want that to slip by. So therefore, I want to start with Bishop Barry Davis. Tell us the name of your ministry, the times when you are doing your prayer online or something, the prayer line number. Anybody wants to also come in here and join your service online? They also want to know about you and things like that. So go ahead and tell us about your days of meetings and the times and the prayer line number and things like that.
Okay. This is Bishop Valerie Mitchell Davis, and my ministry is His Grace is Sufficient, International Global Missions Ministry.
Yeah.
I actually give God's word on Sunday morning, primarily from 9 to 11. We do evangelism in the field twice a month, every month, winning souls to Christ. I do Bible study on Tuesday evening here on my home phone. So if you want to contact me, please contact me through Archbishop, and I'll be more than happy to link you in. Just be encouraged that your walk with God is being renewed every day, and be encouraged that you can join into my ministry anytime on Sunday mornings or Bible study. If you'd like to get in touch with me, please get in touch through Archbishop. Thank you.
We want to know your prayer line number, so that if anybody wants to dial in to join you, your prayer line number. Let's have your prayer line number.
Okay, if they call or contact you, I'll be more than happy to put that out there, and I'll talk to you.
I understand you.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Bishop Akwa, tell us what are your days of prayer line, your service online and so on.
Okay, Archbishop, thank you very much for allowing us not only to share, but also you have the heart to ask and us for information regarding what we do. I say that to say that there are many ministries that and ministers that would not want to have people know about what God is doing in other ministries. Thank God that we have a man. Thank God that we have a man whose heart is broad and open. And I want to thank God for you, Archbishop, for allowing us to talk about what God is doing in other ministries. Our ministry is called the Christ Evangelical Ministries. We are a church of Jesus Christ and non and interdenominational, which means that as long as someone believes in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, it does not matter what country, what nationality, what culture, what race, such a person or gender. These days that people misunderstand gender, know what I'm talking about. I mean, male or female, you are welcome to be part of what God is doing and to blossom. We don't just look at people becoming members only, but to blossom. Our goal is to make sure that every person blossoms and fulfills the calling of God in his or her life. So that's what Christ Evangelical Ministries is all about. And we have a fellowship from 10 in the morning till maybe 11:30 or sometimes 11:45 at most on Sunday. And the way to connect with us is through this number, 1-844-844-0414. And let me say that again, 1-844-844-0414. And then the access code is 806-5048. Everyone is welcome to dial in and partake with us. We have a midweek meeting on Thursday evening where we do Bible study, receiving the word of God, worship, and prayer time. Then that meeting runs for 1 hour, from 7 to 8 p.m. Please welcome to join us. Our church phone number is 240-463-5235. So everybody, you are welcome. So thank you, man of God, for letting us share. And God bless.
Amen. We are doing this because this is how it is done in the world of Christian broadcasting. We allow the various guest speakers that come, even the gospel singers. When the gospel singers come in and sing, we allow them to talk about their CDs, their DVDs, talk about their upcoming events, and so on. So we're going to be doing that. We have an upcoming event, like some revivals or seminars or conferences coming. We can apply, mention it, announce this on the air for people to attend. We have to patronize one another. That's what it's all about. Lady Evangelista Lawa, would you like to talk about your church activities, the days of service and place of church service. You have a prayer line, or you want them to, somebody wants to attend your church or something. Would you want to talk about that too?
My church is Bouncing on Fire, a miracle ministry. My ministry is hidden ministry and public street evangelism. So I do street evangelism, then I'm in charge of hidden in the church. So that's, I don't have any prayer line. That's all I have.
All right. Yeah, it's been good. And all the same. Yeah, so we are grateful for all this because sometimes people enjoy your preaching. I tell you, sometimes we have up to 2,000 people listening to us in this book. I've checked the computer reports of what goes on here. Sometimes we have up to 3,000 people listening to us on this book. And you never can tell. Somebody may like a particular preacher and, you know, want to hear more or want to learn more from that preacher. I want to attend the service of the other preacher. Oh, yes, you are free to do so, just like TBN and TBS and TBN. They are all doing the Christian Broadcasting Network and so on and so forth. It's the same thing we are doing. We are doing the same thing. The reason is, we want to give opportunity for people to network the TBN, TBN, Christian Broadcasting Network. It's a network of Christians that are broadcasting the Word of God. You know, so it's a network. It's a networking. You know, that's what it's all about. But I want to thank God for everyone who has participated today. I tell you, God has blessed the people. And, Bishop Barry, well, would you have your bad day coming up this July? Well,
yes, thank you. July 14th.
July 14th?
July 14th, yes.
Oh, July 14th.
Yes.
All the guest speakers, all the regular guest speakers on their bad day, we normally do, we take note of their bad day, and this fellowship, we send them a card, a greeting card, you know, and we want to appreciate them for their effort. So we take note of that. July 14th, we're going to be able to send a card to the woman of God who has been a blessing to this ministry. And then for Bishop Okun Akwavo, is your birthday July also?
No, it's not July. It's September 26.
Okay, September 26.
I know you were in one of my birthdays some years ago. So it's September 26. And no, Bishop Valerie was there. And as Bishop, you should also let us know your birthday so that we can also...
October 9. Mine is October 9.
October 9.
October what?
October 9.
October 9.
October 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me write that down. If I forget, don't hesitate to remind me.
Yeah, Lady Evangelist Mama Lawa, which is your, but not the year, just the month and the day. Let's have a...
That's all right. We don't want the year.
June 10th.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
June 10th.
Oh, it's as fast.
Yes.
June 10th. Yeah, so by the end of this, okay, June 10th. All right. Even though it has passed, we're still going to contact her before this month runs out and send her a card, a greeting card, so that on behalf of the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministry. We present our honorable guest speakers with gift cards or cards, greeting cards on their birthday in appreciation for spending all their time preaching and teaching and ministry. I said it's not easy to dedicate your time to things like this. Only God really blesses his servants. Just like Bishop Okwara was teaching us, God is our source and he's our great provider. But he will not leave us comfortless. We're not going to muzzle the ox that tread the corn. We're not going to muzzle the ox that tread the corn. So we need to appreciate the men and women of God. Finally, I just want to touch one more verse before we say the closing prayer. I want to touch one more verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9. It says, do not trust even yourself. Don't trust your own self.
That's right.
Yes. Don't trust your power or your ability, because that will mean you took your trust from God. Now, going back to trusting God, don't trust yourself or your ability. Don't trust your power, your mind, not by my power, not by mind, but by the Spirit. And all this goes on to say that we need to hope in God and trust in God and believe in God, depend on God, look unto him, the author and finisher of our faith. Because there's nowhere else you want to put your trust. Where else you need to put your trust? You know, we need to trust God always. For everything we do, we need to trust God always. We need to have confidence in God and depend on him. Believe in him. Confide in him. Hope in him. And Jesus, we have faith in God. In God we trust. You know, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Of our faith.
Yes. So we want to pray a closing prayer. We want to pray that everyone we learn to trust God always. We don't need to trust ourselves or trust something else or trust in God we trust. Even on dollar. In God we trust. That's to tell you that this is a serious matter. What we're talking now is a serious matter. In God we trust.
Amen.
And I tell you, the people who wrote that thing are not joking. They meant it, and it is true, and that is what it is in the Word of God. In God we trust. We are not trusting anything else, but in God we trust, you know. We're going to pray right now that God will help us to trust him at all times. We don't want to take our eyes off him. We don't want to take our trust from him, because he's a jealous God. And he wants us to depend on him, to hope in him, to believe in him, to link up with him, to flow with him. That's what we want. You know, and if you look at the life of the Israelites in the journey from Egypt to the land of promise, they kept offending God by going to worship Baal, they worship other gods and try to do something else, and then God is angry with them. And a lot of problems they went through because they didn't depend on God. We have learned a lot from that too. So we're going to pray right now, God, help us to depend on you. Help us to hope in you. Help us to trust in you. Help us to confide in you. Help us to believe in you. Help us to look unto you.
Yes.
The finisher of our faith. So shall we pray?
Blessed to you, God.
Thank you, Lord Father. Father,
Lord,
we pray.
Lord,
we pray.
you, Lord God of heaven.
You are a loving
God. I call from the Lord God of heaven.
In the name of
my family, O Lord God of heaven, I truly want to call in the name of you.
He's the healer.